A reading from the book of Sirach. In those days, like a fire, there appeared the prophet Elijah, whose words were as a flaming furnace. Their staff of bread he shattered. In his zeal he reduced them to straits. By the Lord's word he shut up the heavens and three times brought down fire. How awesome are you, Elijah, in your wondrous deeds! Whose glory is equal to yours? You were taken aloft in a whirlwind of fire, and a chariot with fiery horses. You were destined, it is written, in time to come, to put an end to wrath before the day of the Lord, to turn back the hearts of fathers toward their sons, and to reestablish the tribes of Jacob. Blessed is he who shall have seen you and who falls asleep in your friendship. The word of the Lord. Elijah, do we know you for your power? Do we know you for the gifted ways you handled relationships? The last line of this reading says, blessed is he who shall have seen you and who falls asleep in your friendship. Do we know you for your outstanding show of loyalty to your God? Do we know you for your many wondrous deeds? Would that we could unpack the many layers of the great books of the Hebrew Scriptures, the Old Testament, and certainly many scholars have. For our purposes here, let us just say that our prophet Elijah had a lot to do with trying to keep his people on the right track. We always need those courageous, insightful, wise ones who can stand up and make a difference, who can step out on the edge and say what needs to be said, who name what needs to be adjusted, what system is way out of whack, what patterns of behavior are hurting the poor ones, those on the periphery. We remember those of the Billy Graham style, the evangelical preachers who sent out messages with vigor and conviction. What wise persons have been in your life? Whose words were as a flaming furnace for you? Has someone been your mentor who always knew what to say when you needed it? Maybe you are the one who is gifted with words and confidence, with concern for those who may need your advice. Thank you, Elijah, from the Old Testament. Thank you, John the Baptist, from the New Testament, for pointing us all in the right direction, no matter when we have lived. We are Old Testament. We are New Testament. We are now. We are the future. May our lives reflect what you have shown us, and may those among us who are called to speak words as from a flaming furnace, who are capable of wondrous deeds and who offer their strengthening friendship, be alert enough to answer. Then they and we too shall enjoy a ride to the great land beyond in a whirlwind of fire. God bless the prophets. God bless us. Amen.